Okay, we are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Continuing in the discussion that we started last time, and that is the discussion of if you have a family of four brothers, and two of them were married to two sisters, and they didn't have any children, and those two brothers die. So now we said, in general, as a general rule, all things being equal, both of these sisters are prohibited to either of the brothers because of the fact that they are sisters, and so therefore you have an equal yibam bond to two sisters, and therefore the situation would be that you have to do chalitza and not yibam, because you can't do yibam because you can't be essentially married to two sisters. So okay, fine. Mishnah Beis continues with the saying, "Haizachas man asura al ha'echad iser erva." If one of the sisters was usher to one of the living brothers under an erva prohibition. Asur ba umutar ba chusa. Then, very simple, he is asur to marry this woman, but he's allowed to marry the second brother because there's no yibam bond with the erva, and therefore he essentially only has one yibam bond with her sister, and therefore he can marry her, he could do yibam with her if he wants. Vashini asur b'shein. But nonetheless, the second brother is going to be forbidden to both of the sisters because he is, again, he has a yibam bond with both of them, and therefore each one is considered what we call a zakuka. Okay, then, isur mitzvah v'isur kedusha. If one of the sisters was usher to one of the brothers under the like rabbinic mitzvah, remember we spoke about this previously, that the notion of the prohibition due to a mitzvah to keep rabbinic laws, a rabbinic prohibition, if she's like a rabbinic erva, then we say that she is only rabbinically prohibited. So let's say one of the sisters is like that to one of the brothers, or an isur kedusha, that she's under prohibition due to the need to maintain like the sanctity, and we said there's the sanctity of kahuna, or sanctity of like a Yisrael to a mom's or something like that, whatever it is. So in all these situations, if it's just a rabbinic nature prohibition, erva, or just a rabbinic prohibition, or a kedusha issue, then again, you go back to chalitza. So chalitzas, below misya bemes. Then each sister has to do chalitza, but can't be taken in ibam, even to this one brother who has this connection with one of them. Okay, that was Mishnah B's. Now Mishnah Gimel. Continuing in this discussion, Haisa achas mehen asura alze isur erva. Let's say one of the sisters was usher to brother A, because she's an erva to him. Vashni asura alze isur erva. And the second sister is usher to the other brother, brother B, because she's an erva to him. Haasura laze muteris laze. Then the sister who is going to be forbidden to this brother is allowed to marry this brother. Vahasura laze muteris laze. And the sister that's usher to this brother is allowed to do yibam with this brother, so it's going to be it could be a giant happy family if they want. And this is what Chazal say when we had previously the notion of achosa kishahi yivimta o chuletzas o misya bemes, the notion that if you have an erva, you have two sisters, and one of them is an erva to a brother. So we say if an erva's sister is also her sister-in-law. So again, think it's basically the case of ours. One of the women is an erva to the brother. So if an erva's sister is also her sister-in-law, and they both end up falling to yibam to the third brother, then the sister can either do chalitza or yibam. She has a choice to do either one. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet, but for now, we'll stop right here.